We've recently seen, in terms of celebrity, the passing of the comedian, of course, Paul O'Grady, and there are an awful lot of people who are expressing grief with respect to that. But is there a time limit when it comes to grief? I mean, 30% of UK adults believe that grief should last no longer than 6 months. Is it as easy as that? Can we actually just compartmentalize to the extent of saying, okay, we don't have to do anything else from that point of view? Well, we're delighted to welcome to the program now Ace Sol Claire Williams to share with us her own thoughts on this particular aspect. Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, good to connect to the good self, but fascinated by this whole aspect that suggests that, well, yeah, I mean, every single person is different, and presumably everybody experiences grief in a different way.
Absolutely, yes. Like you pointed out, the study we carried out at Therapy Finders found that 30% of people, adults, believe that grief should last no longer than 1 to 6 months, which is very surprising, because grief is a very personal experience and no two people will experience it in exactly the same way. And often with grief, what we feel when it happens is not what we expected to feel. And so that takes us by surprise. And it's impossible to put a time limit on it and say, well, you should be over it by now. There is no should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a very young age, and what she expected to feel was sadness, but what she actually felt was a deep anger. And it really surprised her. And we had to do a lot of work to understand why that was and why she was feeling that way, and then to work through it and process it. And that took a lot longer than 6 months.
Are there any specific signs that people, friends and family in particular, can look out for that indicate somebody isn't dealing with grief?
Yes, I think it's really important to look out for the signs of the people aren't coping. If they aren't managing to cope with day-to-day things such as, you know, leaving the house or getting out of bed, having a shower, or if you feel that somebody is cutting themselves off from friends and family, or they are just becoming completely focused on the grief and nothing else, they're not able to focus on anything else, I would say these are all signs that someone is struggling to cope and that they need help.
You're the founder, Claire, of the Clients to Therapist matching website, therapyfinders.co.uk. You've also put together a list of six tips or working exercises. I know it's we're fairly pushed for time, but can you just briefly talk us through those six exercises that people who might be listening to this, who might well be experiencing some form of grief right now, whether it's death of a loved one, death of a partner, whatever scenario from that system, would you actually just share with us some of those ways forward? The first one, of course, all about talk and communication.
Yes, absolutely. That, for me, that would be the first and foremost, is talk. If you can, try a close friend or a trusted family member. Just reach out, or if you don't want to talk to somebody that's close, because sometimes people do find it difficult to talk to someone they know, reach out to a professional talking therapist who will be able to give you a safe space to process what you're going through with no judgment and the time that you need to grieve. So talking would be, for me, the first and foremost. Also, I found that journaling has been very helpful to people. We often have quite overwhelming feelings when it comes to grief, and sometimes we don't understand why we're feeling this way. And to get the words out onto a piece of paper can help to organize your thoughts. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be beautifully long sentences or well-constructed sentences. It just needs to be literally a brain dump of what you're feeling and thinking. And that can often help you to process what you're going through. Sorry.
No, go on. I was going to say that's a critical aspect, really, and that certainly ties in with all six of these aspects.
Yeah, it really does. Also, there's no harm in, you know, remembering people with happy memories. Sometimes people feel that they shouldn't be laughing or, you know, sharing happy memories that they have of people, but this can often be very helpful to somebody to remember people within the good times. As you mentioned before, you know, it isn't just death where we experience grief. We can also experience grief through the loss of a job. And so if you are experiencing grief through losing a job, then it might be helpful to try reflecting on the positive things about yourself and the things that you do well to help you try and focus and see a way through to maybe another job or a different avenue. So focus on the good things. And another one that I think is also really important, and we don't do enough, is just to don't be afraid to cry or scream, or just, you know, get the emotion out, whatever works for you. We live in a society, unfortunately, where we don't cry, or we see crying as a sign of weakness, and it really isn't. It can be very cathartic. So just get the emotion out through crying or screaming. It really helps.
Absolutely. Just summarizing, talk, journaling, communicate, remember, reflect, and release. Finally, Claire, where can people actually go to find out further information about your own work with Therapy Finders?
Okay. So if you're experiencing grief and you want some more information on grief, we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. But if you want to connect with a therapist to help you through grief or any mental health issue that you're struggling with, you can go to therapyfinders.co.uk and you can get help there.
It's also worth noting that there is always a tomorrow, there is always a positive, and we need to actually focus on those and ensure that we have this journey together and ensure that there is always light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps.
Yes, yeah, definitely. You know, there is nothing to say that you won't get over your grief, but that is also, you know, if it takes longer than you expect it to take, that's fine. You know, give yourself time, accept that you are grieving and that there is no time limit on it, and it takes as long as it takes, and just be kind to yourself.
Claire Williams, specialist grief counsellor, huge thanks. And keep on keeping on, Claire.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.